Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Drew Barrymore.
Shall we hit the headlines?
Let's do it.
Let's hit them. All right. First up, Yahoo reports that you can now get a degree in influencing. I find this story very interesting.
Yeah, me too.
So check this out. A university in Ireland will now be offering a Bachelor of Arts in influencing, and courses will include PR, public relations, celebrity studies, social psychology, and editing, which is a crucial part of the process.
Absolutely.
Whittle that stuff down.
Yeah.
Harvard Business Review put the value of the global influencer market at $16 billion. One in four Gen Zers aspire to this job. This is our new normal, and this is a real jobs market. This is serious now.
It is serious now. I mean, at first, I thought a couple things. I thought, one, I put enough hours in on TikTok, I should have a master's, right, at this point. And then I thought, oh, please, this is ridiculous. But you know what? If I was a parent and my child came to me and said, I'm getting a degree in influencing, I'd be like, chances are you get a job in that sooner than you could in philosophy, right? It's what you said, $15 billion a year industry. This is just the facts. This is where everything is going. I think this is the first of many. There'll be a lot more institutions doing this.
I really agree. You know, I have a company called Flower Beauty, and you know, right now our last meeting was, let's put all the marketing dollars into influencers.
Yeah.
You know, this is true business, and we'll see where it goes from here. But this is the world we live in, and I'm glad it's being taken seriously, because it is serious.
It is serious. It's how brands are reaching consumers. It's a fascinating new frontier. The money doesn't lie. No. Stay tuned. All right, next up. Jewelry, always beloved, but there's one specific piece of jewelry that's having a major moment. Vogue reports friendship bracelets have become an appropriate thing for adults to share and purchase. Friendship bracelets were everywhere when Taylor Swift fans started exchanging them at concerts. Did you see them all over? In fact, searches for friendship bracelets increased by 108% just in the past few months. We always used to give them as like friends, you know, we'd make them when we were little kids. And now I have some for you here, Drew.
Thank you, Roxy.
I have D Heart R Forever. Look at that.
Oh, no.
There you go.
I want that one. Mm-hmm.
I have one that says Drew's News, and it's yellow.
Oh,
you want that one?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And then this one I didn't make. It says Olive, and this one says Frankie,
oh, no,
your daughter's.
No, no,
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Those are just for you.
And this says Rossy Ross.
Okay,
because
thank
that's
you.
Your name.
Thank you.
And this says Bestie.
Aw, cute.
And this one's Drew's News as well.
So cute. It's thank you, Dee.
Yeah, thank you, Rossy. I love you.
I love you.
All right, next, USA Today asked, do good sides and bad sides in photos actually exist? All right, I'm going to take a question right now to the audience. Raise of hands, who believes they have a good side and a bad side? Raise your hands, please. Oh, not that many of you.
Really?
Oh, interesting. Okay, this is, funny enough, I'm more with the hands down club because I, my whole life, have been doing photo shoots.
Oh, yeah.
And they talk right there in front of you about your good side or bad side.
Ooh.
As if you're not in the room. And I made a conscious decision, kind of like that concert goer who tells me to sit down. I was like, I'm never subscribing to your BS for the rest of my life. Take your good side and bad side and shove it! I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Well, I shouldn't love half of my face. I don't even want to know what the good side or the bad side is. And who says it's good or bad to you? Am I not a part of this? Mm-hmm. Do I want to be self-conscious in every photo we take, mm-hmm. whether it's a group shot with me and my friends at dinner or at a professional photo shoot? No, I don't. This is my good side.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
I love that for you. Now, if anyone can watch it, can you tell me what side is my good side? Because I would like to know. I would, sorry, but I'd like to know. And I've never been, so I look in the mirror like this, like, is it that side? Is it that side? I can't tell.
It's both sides.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know that they say like only 2% of the entire human population has like a symmetrical face, you know?
Okay, still, if you're watching and you can tell, let me know. Thank you so much. Said. All right, this is actually a beautiful story we wanted to share with you from the Washington Post.
We like a hard pivot around
Yeah,
here.
We do love a hard pivot, but this one's worth it. Washington Post reports at Japan's Dementia Cafe, forgotten orders are all part of the service. And it's really beautiful, and this is based in science. People with dementia, it really helps them to be out and about and still feel useful. So at the restaurant of mistaken orders, waiters and waitresses all have dementia. And it isn't the flaw, it is the feature. It's the primary qualification for the job. It's a safe space where they can interact with new people, be productive, and feel needed, which is the key to slowing down the progression of dementia. And for example, if you ask for dumplings, you're gonna get miso soup, right? And when they opened, 37% of the orders, they were mistaken, but afterwards, 99% of the customers said they were happy with their meal, no matter what. And it's one of those things that makes you feel so good.
Where I have too much to say on one subject, I have nothing to say on this except for thank you. And I hope someday to visit that restaurant with my kids.
Yeah.
Very much so.
It's beautiful.
Thank you for doing what you do. We'll be right back with The Weeknd.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Weeknder. Okay, this is one of my favorite things that we do here at the show because I'm always looking for hot tips and little curated moments or a suggestion of what to do, see, hear, listen, you know, all of it. And today we're actually gonna talk about candles.
I love, anyone else here love a scented candle? I've got them burning all the time. I'm obsessed. So I am on TikTok. I follow Bethany Frankel, and if you're not, you should. She's great on TikTok. And the other day, she was talking about cheap candles that are like that smell super expensive. And she talked about this Better Home and Gardens candle.
Yep.
Amber Saffron. It smells like that fancy Baccarat cologne, that perfume, you know?
Smell it?
Yeah, this is mine from my living room. I found it. Look at.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, cherries and wood.
Yeah, so she talked about it. I found it for $10, and I ordered two of them, and this is mine
and
for my house.
And that still isn't cheap, $10. Candles are so expensive.
Beyond. Sometimes you lift it up, and you're like, oh, I'm going to get this, and you're like, what?
I know. Well,
beyond.
Actually, one way to maximize that candle is to actually care for it in a certain way, and... Well, I'm single, so this is what I do with myself. I learn how to enhance the life of my candle. So this nifty tool is for your candles. It's a wick trimmer. Mm. So you'll notice that there's like a little circular thing. So what you wanna do is you wanna get under that little nub and then you catch it like that. See? Mm. And then it doesn't go in the wax and then you... Yeah.
Ew.
So when you keep the wick trimmed, it extends the life of your candle. Because you know how normally it like grows like a really weird nubby bush at the top?
Yeah.
And burns like crazy?
Yes.
And scares you and smokes up the glass and is just a fire hazard. No good.
Trimming the wick makes it last longer?
Much longer. And $7 for okay. this.
Good to know. I didn't know this.
I also have my new favorite USB lighter. So you just give this a charge and it lasts for a really long time. And it's really cute and pretty. So it looks like this when it's out and about and then you flick it up and that reveals and you get this like little taser mother in there, which I kind of like as a rebel, you know. And then this is how, son of a.
Look at that. That
That's
is.
It.
Oh, wow.
And then. When you're done, you just put it back. And it's aesthetically pleasing, very functional, and you tase those candles.
Mm-hmm. And how about this one? If you're nervous about lighting candles, you live in an apartment or something like that, we want to introduce you to something called the Candle Warmer Lamp. Take a look at this. It retails for $45.99, so it's not cheap, but it's kind of magic, and it's going viral right now. It's a totally safe alternative to live flames. You can just put your candle here, turn, look at that, turn it on, and it's so warm that it starts heating the wax, and the aroma fills the room. Right? The candle lasts a little bit longer and it doubles as a cozy little lamp.
It also, I'm sorry, but I already loved it and now I just fell a little more in love. It's got a dimmer.
Oh, you love a dimmer.
Life should be on a dimmer!
Yeah.
Don't
that
give
is
me that
nice.
Can lighting and bright lights. No, this is a phenomenal item, and I'm really excited about it.
You're taking that with you.
I certainly
That's
am.
That's a bright idea.
All right, you guys, next, I'm so excited for this. They're here. Okay, so this couple went viral on the internet for the guy proposed to her on, like, a piece of paper. Has anyone heard about this story? He left his ring. Yes!
Yes!
So we told the story on the news, and I freaked out, and I was like, can we please find them? Will they come here? They're here!
Oh, wow!
We're gonna get to ask him! I've been so dying for this! Don't go anywhere!
I've been tracking down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Okay, welcome back. Do you guys remember marriage proposal that went totally viral when a man proposed by leaving a ring and a piece of paper with the question. The internet was, I was just so obsessed with this story. This is me a few days ago.
Why does this have me so spun out, and not in a bad way? I actually would not be on the team that's angry at this gentleman.
I knew it.
What I want to know is, who are you and why? What was the, did you panic, sir? And just go, blah, blah. Did you think, you know what? I'd love her to just process this on her own.
Yeah.
I gotta know why! I gotta know why! Who are you? Sir, if you are out there, I am desperate to speak to you. I gotta know why. I'm so excited because I finally get to find out why! They're here, everybody. Erica Murphy and her fiancé, Monte Holmes. So much for coming here, you guys. So, how did you guys meet?
So, Mont and I are both avid ballroom dancers. We do Detroit-style ballroom dancing. So, you can do it to hip-hop and trap music and rap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look so attractive and sexy and, like, wow.
Thank you.
Because I read that you guys both are ballroom dancer enthusiasts 2.0. Do you have history with it? Like, how did you both come to find ballroom dancing?
Oh, it's a big thing in Detroit and in Chicago. A lot of people do it. So we just happened to end up in the same place at the same time, lucky for me and him, back in September of 2020.
And then you guys kind of started dating around 2021-ish?
Yeah, he didn't ask me out until my birthday. October 2021 took me out. That was our first date.
Okay, so you're dating for about a year, I believe. It's somewhere around the one-year anniversary mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And please tell me about the day of the proposal.
So, you know, I'm a reporter. And yes. I had a really rough assignment the day before, right? So I had to get up this particular day. He had flown in from Detroit to see me. I'm based out of Atlanta. It was our one-year anniversary. He flew in to see me. And the morning that I'm getting up, he gets up like a half hour before I do. And I hear like paper tearing.
And this is at like 5 a.m.
It's 4:30, Drew.
Okay.
And I was really counting on that extra half hour of sleep. But I hear all of this noise and rustling. He goes into the bathroom. And I'm really annoyed, you know. And so get up, go into the bathroom, and I find this beautiful note, handwritten note, in a ring box that says, "Will you marry me?"
Mm-hmm. Okay, Monte. May I ask why you took this approach?
Okay, first of all, I know we got the awls going, but it wasn't really planned like that. I'm not going to act like I planned it. But I was trying to, the type of relationship we had, I was trying to shock her in some way, surprise her. Because we go out to fancy restaurants all the time. You know, I could have done it on a plane back home, all that, but I'm different. I guess I'm not as social media trying to please people as others. So I'm saying, well, hey, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to catch her slipping. So while she's sleeping, you know, because you know how women are, I wanted the reaction of her being mad at me and saying, "Why did you clutter up the bathroom?" And then she looked down to see it and be like, oh. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was going for, the shock value.
Was the plan for you to be there or not be there?
No, see, I'm there. I'm laying asleep. See, that's the thing that was been floating around here. Like, I was not even in Atlanta or...
Right.
I was there.
Right.
He had flown in. It was our one-year anniversary the day that he proposed.
Well, I'm surprised because, you know... Social media usually always gets it so accurate.
Yes, they're always right.
And you seemed so proud when you put that post out.
Can I show you my note?
Is that the one?
This is the note.
I get to touch that note?
Yes. See, it still has the remnant from the spiral notebook. This is authentic right here.
I love this. Yeah. If you feel so good about something and you're so proud, and then you put it out there and you get mixed reactions, which is, I think, just the, you know, 50-50 of what the internet does to us, did it change, like, I love this, I'm so proud to, like,
oh my God, all these people have these thoughts and feelings about this, and now it's affecting my thoughts and feelings.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a reporter. I'm used to turning the camera on other people and telling their story. So for me to post something like this that's so personal and to get backlash at first, it was very hurtful. I can't lie. And I was hurt for him too, because I didn't want that to reach him, you know?
Yeah.
But I will say that overwhelmingly, people were more so positive. People started sharing their own notes. You know, one lady said that her husband didn't even have a ring. He drew an arrow to a box, you know, and they've been married for over 20 years. So I think it's just so personal. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It just has to be sincere in my mind.
I loved this story. I loved you guys. And I just think this is romantic and fun. And I'm so glad that you guys came here to talk about it. Have you planned a date yet?
Yes, he is an avid football fan, and he told me not during football season. So that really kind of narrowed it down. But we're going to do April 27th of 2024. We've already sent out our save the date note. I've got one for you.
Going with the legal pad theme here. I lined paper. I'm into this. This is so, like, charming and old school and scholastic and just really, really beautiful. I really love this. What about a honeymoon?
Well, he's trying to pay for this wedding, and he's also remodeling his house for when I move back to Detroit. So that's just not really in the financial plan right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if we got you your honeymoon?
Well, we would love that.
Because, let's just say that we already went ahead and did it, so I hope you like it. So our friends at the S Hotel in Montego Bay, Jamaica, are sending you both on the ultimate honeymoon experience with an all-expense-paid six-night stay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, this is great. You. Oh, good. I'm so happy for you. Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. We make this show for you, so take it with you. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now, I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.